This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
I'm smelling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. I have a fountain. I live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the Pet Lifestyle Coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. Go, Super Smiley! His latest film short, Dogumentary, was filmed at the University of Georgia with the Georgia Bulldogs. It's called A PSA for Kindness, Go Dogs! And it's easy to find at kindnessfilms.com. And if it makes you smile, you gotta share it to help us share kindness round the world. And here, on a Super Smiley Adventure radio show, we explore adventures where animals lead. These can be adventures for fun, or missions of animal advocacy, or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets become our healers and teachers. As for me, I'm the pet lifestyle coach. I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle, and then I help train them so they keep that pet forever. And today, I can't think of any human on the planet who fits our mission better than super producer Michael Levitt. Michael is one of the industry's top television producers, having produced scores of mega television specials, including the Billboard Music Awards, the Daytime Emmy Awards. But we love him because he also creates television specials to showcase rescue dogs. Now, you may remember his two specials that Super Smiley and I covered. They were the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration with Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, co-host Jane Lynch, and many other amazing stars like Kristen Chenoweth, Kariana Naba, Kaylee Cuoco, Paula Abdul, Sharon Osbourne, to literally just name a few. Okay, now you all get the idea. He's got super cool friends, produces the coolest programming, because whenever he can, he focuses all of Hollywood's light on rescue dogs. Michael Levitt, everybody. Hey, Michael.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
I am so excited to have you on our show, Michael. Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so happy to be joining you today.
Oh, great. So, Michael, you've got a super fun out-of-the-box show coming up that showcases rescue dogs, and they're going to be surrounded by human movie and television stars in the most crazy, fabulous way possible. But first, before we start talking about that, let's catch everybody up on what you've done for rescue dogs. Now, you use all your mega skills in the industry, your super A-list connections, to focus all their light to help get dogs adopted. Tell us about your last two television specials for dogs.
So in 2014, I created the All-Star Dog Rescue Celebration with Hilary Swank, and that aired on the Fox Network as their primetime Thanksgiving special in both 2014 and 2015. And that was just an incredible and obviously meaningful project for me to be able to create, produce, and make happen because of the platform that we had to create awareness and hopefully inspire people to rescue their next animal. In addition to that, I'm always finding a way to infuse rescue as a theme into any of the shows that I do. So I was really excited because last year, as you mentioned, I was the executive producer of the Daytime Emmy Awards, and I found a really organic opportunity to work that into the show. I had Brandon McMillan, who you may know is the Emmy Award-winning host of Lucky Dog,
which is
a show that airs, on CBS on Saturday mornings promoting rescue. So I had him as a presenter on the Daytime Emmy Awards. And when he came out, he said, you know, they asked me to be a presenter on tonight's show. They told me I would have a co-presenter, but what they didn't tell me is that I would have 50 of them. Please welcome from Daphne Land, Basset Hound Rescue, my 50 co-presenters. And I literally had 50 Basset Hounds come down the aisles of the Daytime Emmys, each with a volunteer from the rescue. all the way down the aisle, up on the stage to join him to present. And you had, you know, Susan Lucci and Larry King and Alex Trebek and every icon of daytime, Dr. Oz going, what the heck is going on here? But it literally stole the show. And then as a part of that, we obviously announced that they were available for adoption and listed the website where people could adopt them. So I'm always doing what I can to infuse rescue in all of my projects.
Michael, oh, we just love you for that. First of all, thank you, thank you, thank you. And it just helps people so much. I love that you mentioned Dr. Oz and Larry King and all the people that were there. Don't you find that dogs or even animals, when they're infused into any situation, they just lighten the mood. People start giggling and laughing and talking, and it just changes the whole energy of the room. Do you find that?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, dogs, they can diffuse any tense situation. And I was just commenting the other day, when I bring my beautiful children, Trooper and Nelson, which are both wonderful pit bulls and the lights of my life and such incredible ambassadors for the breed. But I think of all the people that I meet everywhere I go, because it's like being with two celebrities. People just come up to me that normally would never talk to me. So I really thank the animals for opening those doors and creating these wonderful introductions with people that would not otherwise happen if they weren't in my life.
That's perfect, Michael. And I love the way you just said you want to thank the animals, because absolutely, we owe them such a massive debt of gratitude, not only for helping humans survive as a species on that scientific level, but literally for opening our hearts, for teaching us lessons, for just making us better humans and better animals, more like them. That's one of our themes here. It sounds like you agree completely, right?
Yeah, I mean, our lives are definitely better because of them. And just speaking for myself, I learn from them every day.
Yes.
Most specifically, among many things, just how to live in the moment, which is a really important lesson. And just, you know, how they help us get through life on our worst days. As you know, and many of your listeners or all of your listeners, you know, we come home from having a terrible day and then your animals greet you and kiss you and everything seems to be okay.
And everything's, you know, okay, right? Oh, Michael,
this
show. They're
truly magical.
They are magical. They are magical, Michael. I'm so grateful that my life path has just introduced me to you so I can just vibrate with another fellow human being. Like, there's so many of us that feel exactly the same way, but it's beautiful when we actually get to find one and reconnect. And I know you and I could just talk. I mean, this show could be like 6 hours long, but it's 30 minutes. So let's move on back to the show. As we were talking about your amazing rescue celebration, and you were talking about the Basset Hounds at the Emmys. Do you remember, were they beagles? You had like 100 beagles there for the beagle rescue. Can you tell us about, do you remember that amazing scene?
You mean on the Fox show?
Yes.
Yeah, no, actually, they were the Basset Hounds.
Those the Basset Hounds.
Yeah,
okay.
I love the Basset Hounds. They never disappoint. But yeah, I had 100 of them on the Fox Thanksgiving special in year one. And then we called that the March of the Basset Hounds. And then the following year, we did the March of the Bulldogs. And we had 50 of them from Southern California Bulldog Rescue. And it's the same idea. And people just light up when they see, you know, so many of the same beautiful breed coming down the aisles. It always is a highlight of the show.
Yes. And the Basset Hounds are so cute because they've got that bar. They don't bark. They go bar. They're so funny when they do their march. I love that. And then on your special, you also had something. I'm not saying this seems exactly right, but it was like the Freedom Flight. You had the airplane there, and the dogs were actually going around the country to their new locations. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course. So that was the second year of the Thanksgiving special, and that was a interstitial segment that we featured throughout, in which we covered an actual rescue transport with the organization Wings of Rescue. So throughout the show, we were checking in with them as they were preparing 1,000 rescue dogs to be transported all over the country and educating people on that whole notion of how, you know, we move dogs to places where they're in need to help find them loving homes. And so the end of that show, the finale, had all of those dogs coming from our stage down the aisle, exiting the venue, and actually boarding a transport plane at the end of the show. And it worked out beautifully because we shot the show at the Barker Hangar, no pun intended on Barker.
That's right.
Which is located at the Santa Monica Airport. So it worked out beautifully that these dogs would be leaving from our show to start their life in other parts of the country by boarding the plane to freedom.
Yes, it was an amazing and inspiring finale to your show. And I actually have that on videotape. That was part of my video coverage of it, standing there with all the dogs parading. Just beautiful. Michael, you literally cover everything. You do not leave any stone unturned. And as I said, I also had the great pleasure and honor to cover both of those red carpets. And I got to interview many stars that our listeners love: Hilary Swank, Jane Lynch, Kaley Cuoco, so many pet loving stars, which was so special to get to talk with them. But what made it the absolute best was that they were all carrying or were accompanied by the dogs, right? And they were the main stars, right?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the dogs. We all know that celebrities are important just for awareness. So it's great to tap into them for a show like that. But really, it was the dogs that obviously made people smile and give us several standing ovations throughout.
Absolutely. And you, everybody well deserved it. So that was what you did before, what was what I call TV's all-time greatest all-star dog adoption spectacular to date. But there's another one on the horizon. And Michael, you are here because you have this new TV mega dog special coming up. We want to hear all about it right after the break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I love cleaning the litter box, said no one ever. Luckily, there's World's Best Cat Litter, the litter that promises less mess with less litter. Only World's Best Cat Litter uses the concentrated power of corn to quickly trap odors in tight clumps. And quick clumping means you never have to chisel or scrape the box. Less cleanup with less wasted litter? That's a litter bit amazing. Save $2 on World's Best Cat Litter. Visit www.saveonworldsbest.com.
Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio with mega television producer Michael Levitt, who we love because whenever he can, he uses his superpowers to create a star-packed television special to highlight rescue dogs. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
So, Michael, we've caught everybody up on your television specials, the All-Star Rescue Dog Celebration. So tell us, what are you cooking up now? What's up?
So after producing the wonderful Fox specials, there was a changing of the guard at that network. And sadly, the new regime that came into power there were not so much dog people and didn't truly appreciate the importance of that special and its impact on saving lives. So in all candor, I was pretty devastated when they didn't pick the show up the following year, especially because it was so beautiful and heartfelt and meaningful. And so the next few years, I was really racking my brain trying to figure out how I could regroup and create another special for television. Because, you know, as a rescuer myself, I'm saving one dog at a time. But as a television producer, I know that there's so much more that I could do on a bigger level to have an impact to a nationwide audience. So I really feel like the best use of my skills is to create rescue-themed programming. So I met a woman, a wonderful woman, as a result of the Fox special. Her name is Jennifer Schultz. She is also an animal welfare advocate. She's a high-level marketing and branding expert and works with lots of wonderful organizations ranging from the Petco Foundation to the Helen Woodward Animal Centers to Greater Good. And she actually reached out to me because she was a viewer of the Fox special and really loved the work that I was doing. And as a result of that, she reached out to me. We connected, we bonded over our love of animals and developed a wonderful friendship. And it was through her that I was able to meet Bill Abbott, who is the CEO and president of the Crown Family Networks, which includes the Hallmark Channel. And Bill Abbott, if you don't know, is this wonderful man that is not only a high-powered executive in the entertainment industry, but a animal advocate and rescue-friendly executive.
Yeah. Michael, can I just interject here? Smiley and I know Bill Abbott very, very, very well, and we just adore him. I have to say, Smiley has kissed Bill on the face many, many times. So big shout out to Bill and a big giant kiss from Super Smiley. And also, not only have we worked with Bill as an animal advocate.
I would like to interject. He kisses Bill as he should kiss Bill. And I would like to kiss Bill too with gratitude for all that he's done. But I did give him a huge hug for giving us this wonderful opportunity. Sorry, go ahead.
No, we're going to do this massive group hug. That's why I'm laughing. Massive group hug to Bill Abbott. We love you, Bill. And absolutely, what an amazing opportunity. Just one more little bit of trivia. Michael, you may not know this. Our listeners do, though. But Smiley and I also are actors. I'm a human actor and Smiley's a dog actor. And we also were recently on a Hallmark Channel film, which obviously is one of Bill's movies called The Ultimate Legacy. So again, we just love Bill Abbott. So I had to do this massive shout out. So go ahead, Michael, tell us about the show coming up.
Sure. I did not know your connection to Bill and the Hallmark Channel, but it makes sense because Bill is always looking for opportunities to work rescue into all of his projects. They have the wonderful Kitten Bowl and they have the Hero Dog Award. They just rebranded their pet advocacy campaign. It's now called Adoption Ever After. So all of those wonderful specials will fall under the Adoption Ever After banner, in addition to the special that Jennifer and I helped create, develop, and executive produce for the Hallmark Channel. And that special is the 2018 American Rescue Dog Show. The format of the show is it's like a Westminster dog show, but on our dog show, whereas on other dog shows, they are judging them based on their bloodlines and confirmation. On our show, they are being judged on being cute and cuddly and funny and warm and wonderful. And they all must be rescue dogs that have been spayed or neutered to participate. So what Perfect. We did was we have this fancy formal structure of the show, but they are being judged in hilarious categories. We have 10 categories that the dogs are competing in, which include, drum roll, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Best wiggle butt. Best couch potato.
Oh my.
Best in fetching. Best in snoring. Best in listening. Best in underbite. Best in talking. And best in special needs and best in senior dogs. So I believe that was all 10. And what happens is one dog, yeah, it's amazing. And what happens is one dog from each of the semifinals is selected to advance to the finals, which on our show is not called Best in Show, but it's called Best in Rescue.
Yes, and of course. Yes.
Yeah. And what's great is each of the semifinal winners received a $5,000 grant courtesy of the Petco Foundation that actually goes to the rescue organization that saved him or her. And then the winner of the overall show that wins Best in Rescue receives an additional $25,000 grant, also courtesy of the Petco Foundation, for the rescue that saved that dog as well.
I love that. And right now, let me do another shout out to the Petco Foundation. Suzanne Kogut has also been a guest on our show. She's the CEO of the foundation and she's a dear, dear, dear friend. So let's just give a big old kiss to Suzanne too. We love her. Right, Michael?
We love Suzanne. She's the real deal.
Real deal.
Walking the walk, totally understands the world of rescue and has been a great supporter and resource for us as we put this show together, because she really has her finger on the pulse of rescue all over the country, and we can't thank her enough for her support.
And boy, talk about dogs bringing people together again. This community that we've already mentioned, first of all the stars that we talked about, Bill Abbott, Suzanne, Pet Life Radio, what you're doing, it's everybody bringing their skills to simply showcase these beautiful doggies and get them home, right? It's amazing.
Well,
I love it.
Yeah. So Megan, so to your point, the other biggie that we were so fortunate to integrate into the show is a partnership with Adopt-A-Pet. So throughout the special, because all of the dogs featured on the show, or most of them, have already been adopted. So they're competing with their forever mom or forever dad as their handler during the show. But because we know that we're going to inspire people to want to adopt, the next step is, well, where do we adopt from? So because of Adopt a Pet, we are able to do several shout outs throughout the show and actually encourage the viewers to go to the HallmarkChannel.com/Best in Rescue website, where they click on the Adopt a Pet icon, can simply enter their zip code and be linked to thousands of available dogs in their own community that are patiently waiting for their forever home. So it really was great synergy with these wonderful organizations that are doing such great work.
I love this, Michael. As I said at the very, very top of this show, you leave no stone unturned. You must have done this once or twice before, huh?
Well, I think it helps that I am not just a producer, but I'm also a rescuer. So
yeah,
I really understand all the details, all the do's and don'ts, all the nuances of what goes into, you know, doing great rescue work. And I think it really serves me well in producing shows like this. And in fact, what I do each time is I call it my messaging list. And I write down every headline that's important that we want to share with the viewer. And it's a checklist for me. And I make sure that one way or another, we integrate that into the show. So whether it's something about the importance of spay or neuter, or how black dogs are overlooked in our shelters, debunking the pit bull myth, all of those kinds of things are important to educate the viewers with, but we do it in a really entertaining way. And of course, my favorite is the idea that when you adopt a dog from a rescue organization, you're saving two, the dog you be
absolutely
the dog you bring home to be part of your family, and that spot you open up for that rescue to save another dog.
Absolutely. And if that dog has come from a puppy mill, you're saving more than two, because you're saving, if a puppy mill has been, you know, raided, that's the word that they use, you're saving the mother, the father, the sisters, the siblings, just by rescuing your one dog. That ripple effect is outrageous by just rescuing one dog. So well said.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, the 2018 American Rescue Dog Show airs Hallmark channels at February 19th, right?
Yes. 8/7 Central.
Cool. And we're going to take a quick break. So while we do that, everybody put that on your calendars, February 19th, 8/7 Central. And when we come back, Smiley and I want to hear more about the celebrities that are going to be there, like Ross Matthews, who I love. And also I want to hear about the couch potato competition and how this is judged and what else is going on with this. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors.
If you've ever shared your home and heart with a charmingly naughty animal who's always up to mischief, you'll fall in love with the Klepto Kitty, who stars in Talk to the Paw by Melinda Metz. Talk to the Paw is a funny, heartwarming novel about a single girl, a single guy, and MacGyver, an adorable tabby cat with a not-so-adorable habit of stealing from the neighbors. Talk to the Paw is on sale now everywhere books are sold. Visit kensingtonbooks.com for more info.
Love My Pets, the new single by Mark Winter, available in iTunes.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets
on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch, and I'm on a super smiley adventure. Woof, woof.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure with mega television producer and adoption advocate, Michael Levitt. Welcome back, Michael.
Hi, Megan.
Hey, dear. So, Michael, I love the categories, and I want to go back to that. How do you judge best snorer and best couch potato? This must be, well, first, let me say, I've been to Westminster many times, and I've covered the dogs on the floor as they're going into the ring and as the winners are coming out, and the atmosphere there is very, very, very tense, very, very serious. I would imagine your atmosphere is slightly different than that. Is that true?
Oh, we are the exact opposite. I mean, as I said, the structure of the show is very formal. Our judges were wearing tuxedos and we have fancy theme music and all of that good stuff. But really, when it comes to the dogs, we did not want perfection. We wanted imperfection. We wanted the fun and the cute and cuddly. And we wanted these dogs to just do what they do when they're at their happiest. And we could create the most hilarious outtake reel, but actually we can't because those moments are all
in the
actual special. We left every one of them in from, you know, a dog running out to its position and deciding that it wants to roll on its back and scratch its back on the AstroTurf to a dog that started to pee on a flower arrangement on the arena floor. To, we have an agility exhibition that's featured in the show. And there was the most, with all rescue dogs, by the way, that do agility, which is wonderful. Right. And one of the dogs was so excited, he, about 10 seconds in, he decided to create his own agility course, which included him running out of the arena floor onto the into the backstage area, running around the cameras. And you see his mom running off the floor to go find him. And the audience is laughing hysterically. And then about 25 seconds later, she comes running back into the arena because she caught him, holding her sweet dog in her arms and holding her hand up in the air triumphantly. It was like the greatest moment ever.
It's like she'd won the Olympics.
It was. And it was like, as a TV producer and a dog lover, it's exactly what I was hoping for. So we have lots of those moments weaved throughout that are just going to warm the hearts of viewers as they watch the entire special.
I love that. Well, when you're producing a special like you are, where you're looking for the fun, the real moments, the accidents are where the treasure is always, right, Michael? You want those things.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's those moments that are, we know, will connect with viewers and just say, I want a dog like that in my life. You know, they're seeing firsthand the impact these dogs have on us and how they make our lives better. And and so I feel we were very successful in this special. And I know that people are going to love it. And it's the other great thing is it's perfect family viewing. You can watch with your 8-year-old and you can watch with your 80-year-old parent or grandparent. And everybody's going to just get a huge kick out of this.
Right. And once again, that is right on target for the beautiful brand of the Hallmark Channels and Crown Media. So again, big shout out to Bill Abbott for creating this venue that all of us can watch and you can use. And, you know, just it's so beautiful. So thank you, Bill, for that. And Michael, the 2018 American Rescue Dog Show, you're also featuring some inspirational stories. Is that right? Is that going to be part of it?
Actually, the real focus is on the competition, but we knew that we needed to spotlight some important aspects of rescue within the show.
Okay.
So what we did was we interviewed every single one of the forever parents that participated. Mm-hmm. So every dog came with their mom or dad or a brother or sister in the family that was their handler. And so we sat every one of them down and interviewed them to get that connection of what that dog means to them and their life and their family. So every time a dog is featured, a little interview bite pops up from every one of those family members.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Yeah, it was great. There were some really funny and heartfelt moments throughout. And then in addition to that, we do a special segment on fosters that I'm super proud of, which speaks to that, explains what a foster is and how important that is to the process of saving a dog and how rescues cannot do what they do without fosters. So we have a segment about that in the show. We also have a special needs segment that is so upbeat and positive, and it's a montage of all of these inspirational and triumphant dogs that are faced with physical challenges, but yet don't let it get in their way of living a happy, wonderful life. And you see that in this segment, and it is beautiful. It's hard for me to even talk about without getting teared up because
it
will just make you. Yeah, it's really special. And then last but not least, we do a wonderful tribute to rescuers and the work that they do. So yeah. I feel like all of our bases are covered and we weed them in throughout the show and it really gives it a nice balance, you know?
Right, Michael. And like I've said several times, you have left no stone unturned. I love it. I love that you have such a huge knowledge of rescue, all the aspects, like you said, the rescuers, the rehabilitation of these dogs, the special needs dogs, the fosters, and that you, and the fun part, you integrate it all in. And just quickly, I want to talk about my German Shepherd that I had, Angel. She had been returned to the shelter 4 times and had literally had berserk written across her paperwork in big red letters. And she was going to the euthanasia room that night. And I took her out in the little area and she ran with me and looked right in my eyes. And then I kind of pushed her over just to see. And she just looked at me and smiled like, what are we going to do now? And I said, there's nothing wrong with this dog. I will take her. And I'm a dog trainer. So I had that knowledge also. And within 24 hours, just by simply giving her a strong, basic, kind, but a very good structure, all of that berserkness was gone. And then she went on to be my demo dog with children. She could sit there in a perfect sit-stay with little chihuahuas jumping all over her while she just smiled for the camera. She worked with little children. So I think that goes to speak also for these shelter dogs, that when they're put in the right environment, they just blossom and bloom and can transform lives. Do you agree with that, Michael?
Well, first of all, I love you for sharing that. And I love you for saving that dog. And,
thank you.
And having the knowledge and insight and experience to realize that that was an unfair label placed on the dog.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't necessarily blame the shelters, but as you know, so many dogs are so often mislabeled at the shelter. And who wouldn't be mislabeled?
Right.
You know, think about if we were in a tiny little kennel with not a lot of food and extreme heat or cold and lots of barking and cold cement floors. It's a very stressful environment. So we
yes.
know, me, you and I and people that rescue, that that is not a reasonable environment to judge a dog's temperament or behavior, because they
right.
really need to be out in nature and in an environment where they can decompress. That's when we really find out what these animals are like. And as you know, most of them are incredible and well-behaved.
Yes.
And so many people are just misinformed and think that dogs in shelters are secondhand animals. And that's just not the case. It's really the people that are dumping them there that have the problems in their life and aren't able to keep them. And these dogs just need a chance. You know,
absolutely. Oh, so well said, Michael. And another thing that I say, now this is just my personal preference, because Angel was a beautiful German Shepherd and she probably came from a puppy mill initially because she looked like a purebred, but she was gorgeous. So there's certain breeds that I just love and I'm very attracted to. But my favorite breed is just a mutt shelter dog. That's what Super Smiley is. That's what I love. And when people sometimes they'll say, oh, but I have to have a so-and-so or so-and-so or one of the new designer mixes, I always say, well, my dog is the only dog like him in the whole world. He's so unique and his breed is mutt shelter dog. So there you have it.
Well, that is a great response.
Yes.
And I will use that. But you know, you bring up a great point that I forgot to mention, which is one of the big things that we, I think, do really well in this show is we show people that you can actually find purebred dogs in shelters and in the rest and within rescue organizations. And in fact, 25% of all dogs in the shelters are purebred. So throughout the show, and we really looked at this, about 25% of the dogs that participated on our show are purebreds. And we mentioned that throughout. And I think that's a really important point for people to know. Like, you know, we had a purebred Afghan that looked she just came from the Westminster Dog Show. And guess what? She's a rescue. We had a pure breed standard poodle, a pure breed greyhound, a boxer. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so I think that's going to be really impactful in letting people know that they don't have to buy these dogs, that they can find them in shelters or by Googling the breed of dog they want and the city they live in, and will likely find a rescue group that specializes in that breed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's just say that again. If you want a purebred dog, you can find one that needs to be rescued. That's the bottom line, right, Michael? That is 100%
true.
Absolutely.
And you know, one other thing I just want to say is that, you know, when people aren't aware of the plight of rescue dogs in our shelters And many are not. You know, as you know, you'll say something to someone and they go, I had no idea. Well, I give those people a free pass. But once somebody's educated and they really right. understand that there are 4 to 6 million animals in our shelter each year and 2.4 million of them are euthanized, not because they're bad, but because there's simply not enough space, and they still choose to buy a fancy dog from a breeder, then I think, well, what does that say about you? And I think, you know, as human beings in this world, we all have to do our part. And when you rescue, you're a part of the solution. When you buy a dog, you are a part of the problem.
Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you. And that kind of reminds me of, I was able to meet Carrie Anna Naba on your red carpet, and she's one of your judges this year. Is that right? The beautiful Carrie Anna Naba?
Actually was not. She had the flu and was unable to join us. As I know, she wanted to be there. So she was with us in spirit.
Well, we want to wish Carrie Ann. Get well soon, Carrie Ann. I loved her. And the reason I mentioned her because was when I interviewed her, she was just laughing and glowing and holding her little dog. And she joked that she loves dogs so much that she thinks the reason she became a celebrity was just so she could go out and work and help get dogs adopted. And she was laughing and thought that was just her whole mission in life. And I love that about her, and all the people that you're working with are so passionate like Carrie Ann. So get well soon, Carrie Ann.
Exactly. She's the best.
Yeah. And once again, I love that this mission is cloaked in great fun to get people engaged. So you're sharing all this information and just great fun and engaging people, Michael. So thank you. Thank you. So tell us again where we can tune in and how we watch this show. Tell us about it one more time.
So the 2018 American Rescue Dog Show will air on Monday, February 19th at 8 p.m. 7 Central on the Hallmark Channel.
Perfect, perfect. And everybody, also be sure to go to kindnessfilms.com to see Super Smiley flash mobbing with the University of Georgia students, shouting it out for pet adoption and kindness. And Michael, that's one of the things we do. We create these little film shorts that I call dogumentaries, and they're very whimsical and fun, and Super Smiley voices them all, and he's always looking for the right people to help him adopt and share his message of adoption. But it is all to deliver these messages, as you said, delivering the message, however we can get them out there. So we are right there with you, Michael, and we are your biggest, biggest fans. Just want you to know that.
Well, I want to thank you for all the great work that you and Super Smiley do, and Mark, because you are creating this wonderful platform for people to learn, be educated, and enjoy, as we said earlier in the conversation, the magic of animals, and specifically ones that are rescued.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. And I'm glad you mentioned Mark, because I want to give a big shout out to our super producer, Mark Winter, for being there, like you said, Michael, so we can bring these amazing messages and adventures out to the world. So thank you, Mark. And most of all, thank you, Michael Levitt. We'll be tuning in.
Thank you. All the best. Oh, and Megan, I want to give a special shout out to Jill Gallarte and Paula Frank. They were the co-executive producers on the special, and they worked tirelessly around the clock to help make this special that it is. And I just want to thank them for all of their hard work and efforts. And they are also proud mamas of rescue dogs as well.
Beautiful, Michael. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.